Republicans and come good Democrat. I'll spin a tale to make you pour the silver in my hat. You see me here before you in ragged clothes and torn. My story's sad as any man's who ever has been born. I say I was the president, and Richard is my name. I was likened to a king in power and in fame. Now I declare it all was true, and when my story's done, I will take my seal of office out to show to everyone. Well, I started out as humbly as any public man, but when I saw the creeping tide that threatened all the land, I took my forthright finger and I pointed just like this, right straight at Ellen Douglas and the same at Alger Hiss. Then there came the bounty years. I'd never known the like. My eyes were open to the world as I stood up with Ike. And when Nikita Khrushchev tried to trap me in his lair with the flash bulbs all ablazing, I defied the Russian bear. But then there rose John Kennedy, so arrogant of mien, and with a glibness to his brain that I had never seen. With youthful face and figure, he deprived me of my might, till he fell to the public guns, which proved me in the right. For 22 years I served the nation well and good. They at last returned to me, as faithful well they should. Upon the greatest plebiscite this folk did e'er proclaim, the president of this great state, they made me in their name. How did I steer the ship of state across the monster sea? So artfully I made a friend of every enemy. The Russian bear, the dragon too, all came with standards bent. My name was carried to the moon. I was president. When the war in Vietnam, with honor, I made it. I then aroused the hatred of other greedy men who so wished for themselves that fame, their pride, my treaty galled. They called me names that all great men in jealousy are called. They said that I have feet of clay. I ask what man is not. But other men have not the glowing visions I have got. 'Tis privileged of executives to lead as they see best, to win the higher aims of men and justify the rest. Too much of Haldeman and Mitchell and their kind. Too much of Dean and Ehrlichman. They tangled up my mind, seduced me and betrayed me till I was bent out of shape. Oh, if it were not for men like those and miles of tape. The Congress rolls on frenziedly. They so took me to task as to hound me from my office, which was more than they should ask. They held my indiscretions up for all the world to see, and for such crimes as all have done, they made a case of me. So I relinquished power, though it went against my blood. The president should not be soiled by fighting in the mud. So I fell as every prince falls hard upon his fate. Napoleon is Waterloo, and I am Watergate. Now here is to my last abode they have remanded me. My last 100,000 here to live in poverty. By the shores of San Clemente, till all the tides run cold, I will ponder on my yet. yesterdays, when all I touched was gold. Now I'll show my token, which I promised you should see. Oh, I've just looked in my pocket where I thought that it should be. It sustained me through my illness, the whitening of my hair. I've looked through all my pockets, and it isn't anywhere. You would have liked to see it, the symbol of the land. I know you all believe me, and I held it in my hand. I thought I had it here with me. Can't think where it went. My name is Richard Nixon. I am the president.